AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy and sunny all at the same time. High of about 49 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature is 41. It's also 41 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 45, 44 degrees in Racine. Let's talk more about Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. It's all across Wisconsin this week, proclaimed by the governor. The goal, of course, is education and planning. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says preparation is very important. That includes multiple ways of getting weather information.
Encourage before storm season that every household, every business, every school has a NOAA weather radio. And especially, why is it important? At 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, that NOAA weather radio goes off to let you know there's a tornado watch. A watch means conditions are right for a storm to occur. But that triggers then, I'm going to turn the television set on, I'm going to turn the radio, find out what exactly is going on.
Mack noting that the public needs to also take these watches and warnings seriously because weather is always changing and it can happen here. Thursday will be a statewide testing of the emergency alert system, outdoor warning sirens to sound at about 1:45 in the afternoon. They'll also go out just before 7 o'clock in the evening, both geared at what would you do if it were a real emergency. This is Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. It's designed to promote safety for motorists and the highway workers during the construction season we're now getting into. Inspector Tom Tweedy with the Wisconsin State Patrol says the most common problem in the work zones, drivers that are simply going too fast.
Well, as drivers approach or enter a work zone, they should expect that traffic is going to be slowing down. And what often happens is drivers are just coming in too fast, and that may result in them rear-ending the vehicle in front of them or cause them to swerve and be involved in a crash. So when you see orange signs or barrels out on the roadway, we just ask that you please slow down and be alert.
Last year, three county highway employees lost their lives in work zone-related crashes. To enhance safety, law enforcement agencies are now going to be deployed in work zones, and electronic signs will be displaying work zone safety messages. By this time next year, City of Racine residents could have solid waste collection carts to use under a system that still has a number of related issues to be worked out. But before all that will come a series of open house presentations over the next 6 weeks. The first is going to be this Thursday, April the 14th, in the lobby of Fratt School beginning at 6 p.m. Racine Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen will be on hand to explain the reasoning for this change, including efficiency and worker safety, also seeking feedback from those attending. The full list of the open houses running through the 19th of May will be on the City of Racine's website. Questions already being raised in Racine over a proposed homeless shelter to replace an overnight facility at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown, which closed last year. A new nonprofit called Segway Racine hopes to open up this summer in a building near Julian Thomas School on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It once housed a bar. The building donated, but still in need of remodeling, hiring a paid staff, and establishing rules of admittance. First Baptist Church pastor Holly Anderley, who's involved in this effort, says it's already been decided Segway will not be admitting released sex offenders.
It became quickly obvious that there was going to be no way and no place that we were going to be able to open a shelter that we would be able to accept sex offenders. It's just not possible to find a location that's in a safe zone that would keep them away from things like schools and churches and playgrounds.
Anderson adding that Segway plans to be much more flexible in its admission policies than HALO, Racine's primary shelter. Some contend that the policies there on who gets in are too limited. The Segway project still has a long way to go, including the need for a conditional use permit, and there will be public hearings. Costs for heating a home or a business in rural areas can be rather significant, and that's why wood heat might actually be a better choice, and now there's a way you can determine if it is. Scott Sanford with the Department of Biological Systems Engineering at the UW Extension's College of Agriculture and the Life Sciences says they offer up a free feasibility study to look at the pros and cons of wood heat.
We need to know, what your current energy cost is, what your building is like, how is it used. So we need to know, how much energy you're using, and then we kind of size it up to what type of device would be the most economical and what wood supply is around, too.
Sanford says the feasibility study can be done on almost any rural building that doesn't have access to natural gas, with a lot of it based on emails or just phone conversation. Information about the feasibility study regarding wood heating is available online at wisconsinwoodenergy.org. And while it's usually less of a headache to fly out of Mitchell versus O'Hare, those airline prices are oftentimes lower on different days of the week. Christopher Cruz reports the reasoning for that That's kind of all over the map.
Expedia and the Airlines Reporting Corporation looked at 10 billion ticket transactions. The AARP Bulletin reports researchers found that you're likely to get the lowest fare on domestic and international flights if you buy on Saturday or Sunday. Tuesday is the best non-weekend day. Friday is the worst. The study found you'll get the best domestic fare if you book 57 days before departure. Book 77 days in advance for flights to the Caribbean, 160 for Asia-Pacific flights, and 176 days for a ticket to Europe. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Got all that? An early morning routine traffic assignment turned into something a little more serious for a Racine County Sheriff's deputy whose canine partner recognized the need to help deal with an unruly pedestrian. Deputy Kurt Clemens and his dog Knox were positioned along Highway 11 in Dover, monitoring traffic, when Knox started barking. According to a news release, a white male quickly walked around the passenger side of the squad car in what appeared to be a hostile manner. Deputy Clemens got out to talk with the man, but was pushed by the subject. Clemens slipped on some ice, but he still managed to grab a hold of the offender. Knox's training apparently kicked in. The dog sprang from the squad through the still open door, grabbed a hold of the subject by his wrist. Deputy Clemens was then able to take Cody Nicoletti into custody for battery to an officer and resisting. A man from Illinois is recovering after falling from an escalator at Miller Park over the weekend, landing on the roof of Bernie's chalet in left field. 30-year-old man reportedly lost his balance while leaning on a handrail toward the end of the game Saturday night against the Astros. He was taken to a hospital for undisclosed injuries. No word, though, on his condition. This is the month of April. It is National Donate Life Month. It is to encourage people to register as an organ, tissue, and eye donor. The Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles, the Milwaukee Bucks, and Donate Life Wisconsin all teaming up for a statewide public education campaign.
It is also estimated that Wisconsin has about 2,300 people currently awaiting a life-saving organ transplant. So April is National Donate Life Month. It's a great opportunity for even more people to consider registering as an organ donor. It's a fairly simple process, and it can easily save a life.
Steve Pazinski with the state DMV says over 2,300 people in Wisconsin right now waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Mount Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight. The agenda includes borrowing for 2016 road resurfacing, Highway V water installation, and other capital items. There's also a closed session regarding a police contract, followed by a return to open session on that. And if you're one to file your taxes at the last minute, you've got a lot of company, according to TurboTax, which says one in four Americans wait until the last 2 weeks to get it all done.
Last year, about 75% of taxpayers received a tax refund, and the average refund was close to $3,000. That's a lot of money. So there's really no reason to wait.
That's Lisa Green-Lewis, a CPA with TurboTax, pointing out that the people who often wait until the last minute to file their federal returns are those who will owe taxes or people not expecting a big refund. If you don't think you're going to need an extension, now is the time to gather up your W-2s and your 1099s. And if you can thank the federal government for that filing deadline being now April the 18th this year, it's usually the 15th, of course, but April the 15th is Emancipation Day in Washington. That closes all federal offices, and that includes the IRS. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want them. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.